I remember when they told me there was nothing for me. No hopes to keep on dreaming, and I was way past 30. I sat in my room and I began to cry. Then caught myself again, said I would upgrade my life. I'm gonna upgrade my life. I'm gonna upgrade my life. Could never do it without my tribe. I'm gonna upgrade my life. Welcome to the Dr. D Inspire Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals.
Dr. Lana DeGrasse here, president of Turning on the Lights Global Institute. Today is July 29th, 2023, and I'm so happy that you're tuned in today. Today we're going to be focusing on personal development, and I will be pulling from my book, Tomorrow Can't Wait, an inspirational book offering persistence for a lifetime. Let's look at page 112, where it is called Stillness. I will be happy when. As you might expect, life may not turn out how you planned it. It's a myth from television, reality shows, and dramas. In reality, the beginning, middle, and end of life are not set in stone. Our life path is sequenced in a unique pattern of time. For example, when I read the journal entries I wrote back in my early 20s, I find my list of goals in chronological order. At that time, I planned to have a master's degree, a good job, a husband, a house, kids, my own business, miles of world travel, status as an author, enough to pay bills, accomplishment of my goals by the age of 30. Wow. While I have already accomplished many of these items, I also planted a lot of should items, which brought constant pressure. Oh yes, I was happy to graduate. I was happy to be blessed with hubby, and we are able to live happily in our present home. Yes, I'm excited about eventually becoming a parent, and I'm presently an entrepreneur, but I've always suffered a lack of fulfillment that came from this thought. I will be happy when... Have you ever had that moment? We've all said it. I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when I get married. I'll be happy when I have a child. I'll be happy when I lose that weight. What I have found is that on a daily basis, I'm always confronted with the choice between effort and contentment. Now, usually in setting goals, we neglect to add that we should anticipate moments of disappointment and hurt. We may fail to see that our job has a glass ceiling, and this could challenge us to move into a better position. We may be blessed with a husband, but be challenged to work on communicating or bonding as the years progress. We may want to travel the world, but have trouble even standing in long lines to go through the airport security. We may have enough money to pay the bills, but our love for spending may pose a challenge. Additionally, life still happens as we strive towards these goals. The thought that life will be as smooth as a car commercial is just not reality. If we have realistic expectations, we can move beyond the, quote, I will be happy when, end quote, moments, because we will remember to take one day at a time. Many people say they love the journey of getting to a new place in life. This was hard for me to accept as a high school student because I was not mature enough to understand. Naturally, I thought instant gratification was most important. We see the error of thinking this way about gratification when we ponder the natural biology of life. We cannot receive the benefit of a vast garden of life if we have not cleared the negative weeds of experience from our lives. People may notice this until a number of life events occur. For example, an individual with repressed anger about a pertinent relationship may break out in an outburst of rage. The person they were communicating with may not have seen this anger until the rage ensued. Taken together, we have to be vigilant about the types of people we place in our lives. We cannot conquer our emotions if we refuse to remove thorns of negative people choking our momentum. And we cannot successfully gain more if we cannot take care of what we can presently afford. I'm learning that happiness and contentment are a decision. It's an acknowledgement that life will have challenges as well. Sometimes in moments of stillness, we may find that deep-seated emotions rise to the surface. I mentioned the journey I had with an impending illness in prior podcasts, and this problem led me to routinely visit doctors. With the economy in a state of flux, I was balancing my work with my doctoral research at the time, and at times this was overwhelming, and there were moments when I just felt absolutely stifled. And I go on in this chapter to talk about the journey of working on the doctorate, the research that it took, and the amount of patience I had to have, and gratitude for not necessarily being where I wanted to be, but knowing that I was in motion. And understanding that it's okay to desire new goals and dreams, but at some point, we've got to also be willing to recognize that the challenges we ensue will be part of the journey. Now, I'm going to bring you in to a prior training I gave because I just thought it was so powerful, where we as ladies were talking about, you know, getting to the root of what we really desire, understanding how our inner secrets can impact us in ways we don't even recognize, and how we also get a chance to be real and raw with ourselves about the things that we really desire. Let's jump into this conversation.
I decided to start Turning on the Lights Global Institute way back in 2014, and one of the first things we did was initiate a book club for the book Tomorrow Can't Wait. Let's deep dive.
Well, I'm glad to, and every time we share together, I just want you to know that, you know, it's really an honor for me to be here. And it's not common that authors will, you know, take time to talk to their readers, but I think it's just really important because so many women and so many others need to find ways to not only heal from their stories, but now once you heal from your story, then you can go off and help somebody else. But you can't help somebody else if the story and the secret is still deeply placed within. So one of the goals this year that I have for women is not only to heal from your story, but then figure out, well, how do I go from where I am right now to where I, you know, to where I'm either being an entrepreneur in the future, or where I'm learning how to, you know, express myself with more confidence. So you guys are the bomb. So thank you. So we're going to talk about a little bit about this chapter. Let's see. I'm going to skip to chapter 13. And I don't really need to read it because I wrote it. I know what I'm talking about. So in this chapter, I'm really just talking about how sometimes in our lives we have to step it out alone. And one of the hardest things that we can do, well, help, I think someone else has joined. Hello, do you want to say hi? Z982?
Hi.
Hi, hi, welcome, welcome. So just, I'm going to mute you just while I'm talking. And so welcome. And if you have any questions, you can just put any questions in the chat box. So, okay. But welcome, welcome. All right, so basically, sometimes in our lives, we have to figure out how we can heal in our lives. And part of that comes from this ability to say, you know what, I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to step out, even if there's no one around me that understands, you know, why I need to do this, I'm going to step out and, you know, make the change. So in this chapter, day 13 of my book, Tomorrow Can't Wait, I talk about how, you know, I was 14, I was going to this performing arts center and to work on dancing after school. And I had a partner that I would always go with. And so, you know, it was fun because she was there. But there was this one day she decided she wasn't going to make it to class. And this was a bummer for me because I thought, it's so stupid that I'll have to go to this dance class by myself. There's no one there. My partner's not there. And there I was in front of the mirrors and I was packing my things to go home. So the dance instructor, whose name is Duggan, he said to me, Alana, where are you going? And I said, well, because I don't have a partner here, it doesn't make sense for me to stay here and practice because I'm just here by myself. And he said something to me that completely changed my whole entire life. And he said, well, just because your partner is not here doesn't mean that you can't begin to work on, you know, your dance routine. You can, if you work hard, Alana, you can do a lot, and you can stand in front of those mirrors by yourself, work on your drill turns, and work on your routine, and you'll be fine. And I remember thinking, this is so weird. I don't have anyone with me, but I guess I'll spend the hour and a half by myself. Now, I know you guys remember when you were a teenager, you did things in groups, right? You did, whether it was cheerleading or soccer or sports or even just hanging out, you didn't hang out by yourself. So this experience taught me a lot, because there I was like, okay, I guess I am going to stay here. I'm not going to pack my things up and go home because I'm alone. I'm going to use this time to, you know, better my technique and better my skills. So I'm going to scroll down here just a little bit to the questions for growth, because I want to make sure that we have time, because we have such opportunity for rich engagement. I want to make sure that you also get your questions answered. Oh, where did I go? I went too far, guys. Okay. So one of the things I had to deal with is, you know, getting out of this place of thinking, well, I'm alone, there's no one with me, and so I'm going to do what I need to do. So I'll go back to the bottom of it. Says, I replied, my partner is not here. And although it felt awkward, I continued to rehearse. I felt so naked. And soon other people were stopping by, and I was there alone, practicing. This was no fun. I realized how monumental this lesson was. I learned to value the word commitment. I gained the insight that true commitment and passion is enhanced whether or not supporters are there for us. In essence, a lot of my entrepreneurial prowess came from this experience. Subsequently, I would form one of the largest college groups at the University of Massachusetts, and as the leader of this group, I led events that attracted over 200 supporters. Truly, practicing the wisdom of isolation had served its purpose as a foundational skill. We always have times where life tests our dedication. Sometimes we will hear no supportive words to give us the validation we desire, but we still must keep our conviction. All right, oh my gosh, there's so much to this. So let me just share that a lot of times, women in general, we hate doing things by ourselves. Just in general, individuals hate doing things by themselves, but did you know that true change and true the ability to move forward cannot happen unless you have what I call these moments of incubation, these moments where you are not distracted, where you turn off the TV, where you just go someplace to be still. And it can feel really hard to do, especially if you have a busy household or maybe you're always on the go. Being still is one of the hardest things to do. But if you take time to be alone and have what I call your quiet moments, you will be able to grow so much. And I know a lot of you, because you have sent me emails like, no, I got my journal. Dr. G, I got my journal. I got my things. I am, you know, moving forward. And I want to commend you for doing that. It seems light. It seems easy to just say, oh, I'm going to take 10 minutes to myself. I'm going to take 15 minutes to myself. But why do we give ourselves so much to the point where we're burnt out? And then when we're at our wit's end, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out. We don't even see it happening half the time. So I just want to commend you and remind you, hopefully this week, try to find ways where you can be still, where hopefully if you have this book or if you listen to what we're talking about today, you can take a moment and say, okay, where am I really? Like, have I taken enough time to think about my secrets, to have my wake-up call? How committed am I to this new me? Like, that's the biggest question I could ask you, is how committed are you to becoming a better version of who you are? Like, what do you want the end of 2018 to look like? Who will you be hanging out with? What will you be able to afford? Where will you be living a year from now? Like, these are questions that you want to start thinking about, because as the book is called, tomorrow can't wait. So some of the questions for growth: how do you feel when you have to complete a task or project alone? Now, I'm not talking about like a work task. I'm talking about how do you feel when you start thinking about your own personal life, like where you are right now? How do you feel about taking a half hour, an hour to yourself? How do you feel if you get dressed up and go to a restaurant by yourself? And I recommend that for anyone who's been through a rough relationship or maybe even a tumultuous past. Loving yourself is not easy, but the moment you begin to do it, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a lot more confidence, and you're going to expect other things. You're going to expect a higher expectation of treatment from those that you allow in your circle. And then, so B says, are you comfortable working in solace? And then explain your thoughts here. What is one thing you can do for yourself that is uniquely your soul project? Wow, there's so much that I'm saying in this. So I just want to share with you a way. I'll tell you my story partially. So when I had first moved to Atlanta, it was interesting because when I was finished with college, you know, I thought this relationship I was in was going to work out. It didn't. I was boohooing like crazy. I thought that person was the one. And, you know, after that devastation, I decided, okay, well, I'm going to focus on school and I'm going to focus on me, as Tamaya said. And I remember at that time, all of my friends saying, what are you doing? You should be dating right now. You should be doing this right now. You should be settling here. You know, this is your home city, so you should be here right now. And I said, well, no, I just feel like there's something more. And I don't know what it is. And I was doing a lot of soul searching. I was trying to ask myself, well, who was I? And looking at past decisions I had made and asking myself, well, why did I make those decisions? And there were some really difficult crying times where I had snot coming out my nose and it wasn't pretty. And I was like, look, I really, you know, I'm not sure how spiritual some of you are, but for me, it was like, I was like, okay, God, I need something to change in my life. I need to make different types of decisions. I'm not living up to my best potential. Even if it looked like I am on the outside, I'm not. So what do I need to do? And having those real moments took years. I want to say, you know, it wasn't until 2 or 3 years after that where I said, oh my gosh, I know for certain who I am. I know whose I am, and I know what I will and will not accept. But those moments of solace are, you cannot buy them. They don't come in a pill. It comes from real, you know, the ability to really take time with yourself in the midst of feeling terrible or going through a depressive state. It's that solace moment where you're like, you know what? I'm going to take this pain and I'm going to use the pain like I would use a weight if I were at the gym. So when we go to the gym and we have a personal trainer, they give you extra weights so that you can burn more fat. In the same way, a lot of us have been through some things. We can look at that. We can either let it continue to drain us and sap us from all the belief that anything new can happen, or we can use it and say, all right, you know what? This has been robbing me of joy for too long. And you know what? This year is, I'm going to make a decisive change. Now, some individuals may need therapy, and I'm all for it. So if you need to go see a therapist, a mental health counselor, maybe a prayer leader or a clergy member at your church or wherever you go, I'm all for it. Go ahead. But then remember, you always have your own mind and your brain to contend with after you leave those people. So I would just encourage you to use all the resources you can, the Tomorrow Can't Wait book, the Questions for Growth, your own journal, and all the resources in your community that you have to help you to move forward. So I'm saying a lot, I'm speaking a lot, because there's so much wrapped in this that I don't want to skip over it. Let's see if we've got some comments. I see some here. Sharonica says, I went to the movies by myself and it was great. Okay now, I had enjoyed my own company. I'm learning to make more time for myself. That's awesome, Sharonica. So yeah, if you have a moment, go see a movie. I think the movie I saw recently or in the last couple of years was, I think it was Sex and the City, and I had a great time. I saw a matinee. It was funny. And I just was like, okay, I enjoyed myself. So there's a lot that we covered between the first chapter 7 and chapter 10 that I want to just take time and just open it up so that I can actually hear from you guys if you decide to chat. Remember, this is your time. Virtuous Journey says, oh wait, let me go up some. I took your advice and I have been dating myself daily. Yay, Tamaya. Well, that is awesome. Now, my question is, did you hook yourself up? Did you put on the outfit like you would? Did you do your hair? Let me know, like, what was that like? And Virtuous Journey says, we ought to know our worth and add tax. Okay, now, time heals all wounds. Take care of yourself, but don't stay there. Get up and rise above. Rise above average, discover, and live like the queen we are. I love it, Virtuous Journey. That is what is up. Yes, so like when we take time to love who we are. Now, you know what is funny? one of the things I remember experiencing when I really started making change in my own life, there were people that were just shocked, because I guess, you know, maybe prior to that, they didn't think that maybe I would be doing what I'm doing today. And I remember when I would say, oh, well, I don't talk about those things anymore. I don't have, or if I felt like I was around doubters, I would make sure my time with them were limited. So you have more control than you recognize. You just have to really realize how your time is so important, and you know how you spend your time, who you spend it with, it's something you definitely want to think about. I see another chat here. Live every day as if it is your last day here. That's very true. This is my 120 days. All right. You know what? Oh, you're making me, Kimberly's making me think, you know, yeah, I mean, you know what? I want to say, yes, if I had the opportunity to literally have tea with each one of you by myself, I know that once we got into it, we'd probably be crying about things that we've been through, but then at the same time, hugging each other and saying, hey, look at what you've been through and you still are standing. So I want you right now, I know it's going to sound corny, but I want you to give yourself a pat on the back for every single thing that you have had to endure, for every single maybe tear that you've gone through, but also for all your victories. Give yourself a pat on the back and just know, you know what? Sometimes we can be stuck in our victories, though. Like we can say, oh, you know, y'all ever seen somebody when, I always think it's so funny. I saw it a lot, like you see it a lot. Like let's say you see somebody and they're walking down the street and you can tell that they've been stuck in a certain time period. Like, you know, they're like, oh boy, when I was, you know, 1979, that was my year. Or 1989, that was my year. And they kind of just stay stuck there. You know, kind of like with me, like I love the 90s, right? So I love the 90s. And then one day I was like, you know what? I need to click into some 2018 music, because I love Lauryn Hill and India RE, but I need to know what's going on today. So I don't want to be one of those people when I'm walking down the street and they're like, it is 2018. You need to listen to some different music as well. So, you know, we don't want to be stuck in 2018. We want to look at what's causing us to stop our growth. We want to tap into new things. We want to love who we are. And guess what, ladies? People always tell me, oh, I would be so happy if I was married or if I was in a relationship. But many of you know, you can still feel very lonely even in a relationship. Like if you don't love who you are individually, it doesn't matter if you're with someone or not. You can be in a group of 15 people and feel completely alone. I've talked to many women in those types of situations. So I say all that to say, if you really want to change in your life, start with yourself. Remember the idea and the concept that you are five stars. So I see a lot of things going on in the chat. I'm about to unmute everybody. So let's go up here. Let's see. And I also want to say, you know what? Every time each one of you shows up to the group, it empowers all the ladies. Now, research has shown that when you are able to find a tribe, a community of women, or someplace to gain good encouragement, whether you go to church or whether you have three or four good friends you can talk to, your health is elevated, because now you don't feel so alone. You are emanating, you know, serotonin, and so that's giving you that good feeling vibe. These are the things that we need. So I love to see the support that you all give each other, like good job to Kimberly. Kimberly is not playing. She went and she got all the books. She got Tomorrow Can't Wait. She got Chronicles of Poets. She got Women Build Confidence Coaching. You know what? If you want to grow in your life specifically as a woman and you don't have any of these tools, go out and grab them. But I also would say I have some
never enter the room alone, because we have, you know, all the backs of the ancestors and teachers and elders that have allowed us to be where we are today, that they're all kind of subconsciously in the room with you. And I believe that to be true. Okay, good. And yeah, so encourage you to have these moments of solitude and these moments of stillness. You know, I've had so many breakthroughs in my life because of those moments of stillness, because of those moments where I'm just standing there looking at the ocean and wondering, you know, what does my life at this point look like moving forward? So all of us are in some area of our lives where we're walking a journey. And I think it's wonderful when we can collide and find commonality. So now I'm going to actually
open the, I'm going to open this up. So you guys, if you want to speak, you can. You can use this time to ask questions. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to. I know some of you are new today. So I want to say thank you so much for being courageous for even calling in. You're like, what is going on? But we typically meet every other weekend. But if I have speaking engagements and I'm busy, we just reschedule the time. So you guys have been great. And if you're not part of the Women Build Confidence Coaching Group, the private group on Facebook, please join that. Again, in March, it's going to be Women's History Month, but you don't want to miss anything. I'm going to have some other doctors in the room, some nutritionists, some, because we all need to lose some weight. We need to get our monies together. We need to think clearer about our goals. So we're going to have a lot of things happening specifically in March. In a conference, like, just so much. I'm so excited about everything. So, and also,
With me, I'm very inspired by everything. Like, I don't know how I actually found you. I think I was on Instagram scrolling one day and you just popped across my feed. I don't even know. I don't even remember. But
I don't know either, but I'm glad we found each other.
Right. But I'm thankful because, like, a couple years ago, I lost my brother. He was 30 to cancer. Oh, wow. And I lost my nephew, like, within that year. He was 8. So it's been a lot for me for the past 2 years. So I really haven't been in the best moods or whatever. But now I'm coming back around, you know, to doing things. So this Saturday, I'm starting my class. So I'm starting to finish my degree up. You know.
Okay.
So yeah, that's you, and I'm just trying to, you know, stay focused and positive, and just make sure I have something out there so I don't just, you know, fall into this deep dark depression or whatever, you know, from the incident.
Wow, that was an amazing conversation, because this was really at the beginning of the Told You Spark experience, where we were just having people call in to our book club and talk about the changes that they were hoping to make. And some of these individuals that I'm listening to, goodness, so much has happened already in their lives since that meeting. You know, one of them went on to get an MBA. The other one went on to just lead a healthier life and to progress in her own personal goals. And that really is what it's about, when you kind of look at things and say, you know what, I'm going through a tough time, but I'm going to persist. Persistence is the ability to stay dedicated to your given goal long enough so that you can actually see the outcomes you're hoping for. And we know life gets in the way. So that formative discussion we just had prior to the convo share about saying to yourself, oh, I'll be happy when ... these things happen, can sometimes put us in a chokehold, and we're actually miserable in the process of working on a new challenge or a new business or a new startup or a new project if we work at a full-time job. But no matter what I want to encourage you to remember is that one of the biggest things that we know that are important for pushing towards our goal is being very present with ourselves, very present in the moment. And yes, routine can sometimes be, really good in terms of helping you set up disciplines, but sometimes routine can also be, can arrest you to the point where you're not thinking outside the box, you're not willing to be agile, you're not willing to do new things. So as we think about our goals this weekend and you think about giving yourself a break after you reach a certain milestone, take a moment today to just be very present. Go outside if you can, or look at some photos of some great memories. I was reminded that I gave you guys the tip, and I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to make sure I do that this week, that I actually look over all of the milestones that I've had as a business owner. It's so easy to just be in the work, but once we take a step out, that's where the gratitude is, that's where the energy resurfaces, that's where you say, oh, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, this is why I'm so committed. A lot of times when I meet with other bosses and we go over this, you know, what are some of these amazing things that you've been able to accomplish given your setbacks, they're amazed when we just pause and we look at everything and we just say, wow, look at how, despite what you were going through at that time, look at how you came out of it. Now, sometimes we will have bruises. Sometimes we'll skin our knees, but at least we tried. I will say, I'm hoping that your 2023 will be unrecognizable. Now, one of the things that we're getting ready to do is we're going to have a one-day boot camp virtually. Now, one thing is amazing is that many of you listen and tune in from all over the world. You tune in on Instagram, you tune in on LinkedIn, you tune in and find me on Facebook, you tune in at special events. And I want you to know, when you just show up authentically as the brand that you are, when you show up and you offer individual solutions, you might surprise yourself. Now, in this convo that I shared with you guys, these were definitely the earlier days of my brand, and these were definitely the days where I was willing to sit and listen to the challenges that some of the tribe members had with reaching new goals. I was willing to curate or to repurpose something if I felt like someone could benefit from it. So in order to go to a new mountaintop, as I call it, we've got to shift our perspective. Number one, be very present. Enjoy the journey. I know sometimes all you can do is think about that outcome. All you can do is think about those pressures that you might feel. But definitely take time today, even if it's just for 12 minutes, taking a deep breath, exhale, and remind yourself to be happy in the moment. Be happy now. This message is brought to you by Turning On the Lights Global Institute, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals. Make sure to learn about our courses and our special events by visiting us and subscribing to TolGSpark.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by Turning On the Lights Global Institute. Today's book's feature is Tomorrow Can't Wait, an inspirational book offering persistence for a lifetime. Thank you for following the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast. Should you hear this podcast and it encourages you, feel free to subscribe, like, and share. Take care, and thanks for tuning in to the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast. Bye-bye.
Have you been looking for easy and better ways to accomplish your personal and professional goals? That program, speaking business, or consulting company you want to launch shouldn't be anything less than the best. Why not use the help of a coach to develop and improve your goals? Dr. Alana DeGrasa, the persistence guru of Turning On the Lights Global Institute, has a winning system for you. Business Communication Mastery and the Women Build Confidence Coaching Virtual Experience will give you the winning system you need, working with you to complete your action task, launch your program, and stand out from the crowd. Hit new milestones while you work at your own pace, sharpen your vision, and help you catapult your results as a new business owner. Get started today. Sign up for a free consultation.